of Psalms, Psalm 119. We're looking at the ninth in our series, or the sections, or as they're called, strophes in some of the more, so many of the commentaries. But these, each one, of course, begin with the Hebrew letter of the alphabet, the consecutive letters, and we're to the ninth, which is Teth. The last one was Heth, and now it's Teth. Now, every verse then in this passage, which is 65 through 72, begins with the letter Teth. And that is the letter from what you get the Hebrew word Tob, or Tob, which means good. And good is used hundreds of times in the Bible. And, of course, we know that it begins with the Lord is good. And this is the whole, we hear about good and evil. Well, God is good. And anything associated with evil is, of course, satanic, or from the Satan. So we see the battle between good and evil. But the word for good, this is what he focuses on in this section. And he uses it six different times in eight verses. Now, in our King James, or New King James, you see the word well and the word better, but each one of those words come from the word tob, or T-O-B, or from the Hebrew. And so we see that eight times that this letter or this word is used in talking about God being good. Good is God's standard. Of course, back in Genesis 1:31, we see then God saw everything he made, and indeed it was very good. And we know that good is a product of what God does, but it's also an intrinsic quality of who God is. God is good. And so we see that Jesus emphasizes that in the question. And this is a very important passage in Mark chapter 10, where the rich young ruler comes to the Lord, and he says, "Good master, what must I do to inherit eternal life?"